Good evening. This is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott released a joint statement today opposing the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. The statement reads, quote, "One of our top priorities as governor and lieutenant governor is expanding affordable health care access to all Alaskans. We supported increasing the number of people eligible to receive health insurance by increasing the pool of those who have access to Medicaid, and we have also championed protections for Alaskans with pre-existing health conditions. One of the concerns regarding health care is that Kavanaugh would support the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which would limit the eligibility of lower-income Americans for Medicaid." Walker and Mallott expressed concern for the rights of Alaska Natives, saying Kavanaugh's appointment could jeopardize the Indian Child Welfare Act, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and other laws that enable tribal self-determination. The two also expressed concern regarding recent allegations of sexual misconduct against Kavanaugh. Christine Ford, a research psychologist in Northern California, has accused Kavanaugh of attempting to sexually assault her when they are both high school students. That allegation has created fresh uncertainty over whether the United States Senate will confirm him to the Supreme Court. Senator Lisa Murkowski is in the middle of it all. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin has more.
All I can tell you is what I know. What I was told.
A scrum of reporters now forms around Murkowski whenever she appears in a Senate hallway. Tuesday, the swarm followed her onto the underground train that runs from the Capitol to the Senate office buildings. A Bloomberg reporter was pressing her on the validity of a hearing with only two witnesses, the nominee and the California professor accusing him, Christine Blasey Ford.
Right. Well, the Democrats say it's a sham hearing unless there's an investigation,
Murkowski recoiled at the suggestion the hearing might be a sham, not the idea of additional witnesses. At the time, she was under the impression investigators would interview Blasey Ford and that they might testify. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley says committee staff are investigating, but it's not the FBI investigation Blasey Ford has asked for. Away from the crowd, Murkowski said what she wants is a fair hearing that respects both the accuser and the accused.
The public needs to have the confidence that this allegation is being taken seriously.
Exactly what the procedure should be, Murkowski says she doesn't know. She's not on the Judiciary Committee, the panel holding the hearing. The new uncertainty lessens the likelihood that any Senate Democrats will vote for Kavanaugh, so his fate appears once again to rest on the two Republican swing votes, Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Murkowski. Every word they say on the subject and their demeanor while saying it is reported and analyzed. For Murkowski, the accusation is one factor. Before it became public, several Alaska Native groups were already urging her to vote no, largely because of his take on Indian law. Murkowski says she spoke to Kavanaugh about their concerns and says she's satisfied with his answers.
You got the impression that he will uphold the general status of Alaska Natives?
He as much said so.
The concern arises out of an email and an essay he wrote years ago suggesting federal programs aimed at Native Hawaiians may be unconstitutional. Since her earliest days in the Senate, Murkowski has been a proponent of federal recognition for Native Hawaiians.
But that is not something that Congress has ever passed into law. And so you have a distinction there.
Murkowski says it's good Alaska Natives feel a bond with their Hawaiian counterparts, but Alaska tribes have federal recognition, so that puts them in a different legal category. And she says she's convinced Kavanaugh gets that. So as of now, Murkowski is reserving judgment on the 36-year-old assault accusation, but Kavanaugh's views on the legal status of Alaska Natives do not seem to weigh heavily as Murkowski contemplates her big decision, to confirm or not to confirm. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A couple has donated $30,000 to the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geology Program. A UAF release describes the gift from Charles and Geraldine Collins as the first installment in an ongoing endowment that will receive yearly contributions to support undergraduate students. It says the Collins' experience with the university contributed to their motivation to support the geology program. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.